Hey guys, welcome to another episode on GSP with Simi. So before you guys come for my neck, let me just come clean and explain why I was not able to drop an episode last week. So apparently baby girl was sick, you know. I didn't have strength or vibes to record and I was feeling terrible. Big shout out to everybody that tried to reach out to me. You guys are the realest MVP. I love you guys so much. Thank you. I'm so grateful and overwhelmed with the love. And again, to everybody that keeps sharing and subscribing and sending me reviews, I swear you guys don't know how much I appreciate this, and I do not take it for granted. I sincerely love you guys and appreciate you. So today, apparently, I discovered that I've not been giving you guys gist. I just go straight to my episodes. So today, I'm going to give you one gist like this, something that happened to me during the week. And basically, that's actually what led to me being sick. So last week Tuesday, I went for my friend's birthday, my best boy's birthday. And then, you know, like a birthday party, you gotta drink and all of that stuff. It was at the beach though. So while we're getting home back, and I took Bailey's, you should be hearing me. I took Bailey's, for God's sake. I didn't even take so much like that. I took Bailey's. So, that same day, we almost had an accident. Thank God. Thank God though, because if it was close, in fact, but like after it happened, I went into shock for close to 5 minutes. Because it would have been very terrible. I really thank God. If not, thank God, would have been seen another story today. So like after that, I now discovered that something was up with me, like I was not myself anymore. And I was still thinking that it was because of that near accident that almost happened to me and my friend. And then I don't know, my body system was just doing one kind. I was just I couldn't even explain what exactly was up with me, but I knew something was wrong. I wasn't just feeling right. I was so uncomfortable. And then I shall now, you know, so I thought, low-key, I thought I was drunk. But I mean, I was now asking myself, Omo, is Bailey's that you took? And it was not much. So I was hungry, and I went to Chicken Republic that's close to my house because I was almost home. And then for me to get down now, my friends like, see me get down, Omo. No, I could not get down. I had to wash my face. Like, I was just not feeling all right. I knew something was in my system, but I could not just place what was wrong. I was still like feeling that, okay, maybe it's the drink that I took, but I just know something wasn't right at all. And then all of a sudden, Simi's just laughing anyhow. People are asking me questions. I don't know what's up. I don't know what I'm saying. I really don't know what was going on with me. And then they tried to like get me back into the car and, you know, went back home. How I even walked to my house safe, I really don't know how I gathered the strength, because I'm like, Momsi must not know that something is up with me. So I just went. I didn't even shout. Yeah, I had my bath. Yeah, I remember I had my bath. I don't even know how I gathered the strength to have my bath that day. And then I slept off. But before I slept off, you guys, let me even tell you, this is the worst experience I've ever had. Like, the most terrible experience. So, guess what, baby girl was... Okay. I was legit in cloud nine because I started thinking about death. You guys, it was not funny at all. I was legit thinking about death, dying, or who am I going to call? No, I can't call my friends. They'll feel somehow. They'll say, I thought about posting that I'm going to die. But I'm like, what the fuck is that? Let me not post it before people come and be wrecking me, before my mother will now know. I didn't know what to tell my mom. But you guys, I was thinking about death. The way I was feeling was, is this how people used to act when they are going to die? To be very honest, I never thought I'll make it like past that day. I really thought I was going to die. Like, this one, no jokes, this is the first feeling. Okay, this is not the first feeling of death I've had before, but this is like the second time I was feeling like this, that I wasn't going to make it past the next day. So when I woke up by 4 a.m. hey God, you need to see the way I was so happy. Like, I was really so happy. Hey God, because I already thought I was not going to wake up, that Omo, it's over, we are going, this is how it is. I didn't even know if I'm going to, I didn't even remember to say last prayer. I mean, what's that thing people used to say before they die? I mean, what's that, whatever. Sha. And then, okay, so I now text my friend, that's the birthday boy, and we're now talking, and he said something about his babe, that he was not seeing his babe like all through the day. And then I'm like, why are you not seeing her? You put two girls. He now told me that there was something inside the cake. I'm not going to tell people the something, but you should figure out what the something is. And you all that take that something, because I'm not going to put out the name. You all that take that something, I don't know what you put in this something, though. Because, Omo, I never want to feel like this again. But a lot of, when I told a lot of my friends, they were like, probably because it hits me when I didn't expect and I didn't know what it was. And that was my first time of taking it. That's why I was feeling like that. Shasha, I never want to have experience of this thing again. So today our topic is, can you have opposite sex friends when you're in a relationship? And we meet today, I have my best friend Arinze to co-host with me. Arinze, introduce yourself.
Hey guys, I'm Arinze and I just kind of finished school, so I'm not really doing anything. I'm just around.
Yeah, just around there.
I'm just around, just here and there doing some freelance work. There's nothing even concrete. I program and design websites and stuff like that.
Okay. So, Arinze, like, what's your take on our topic today? Can you let me direct the question to you? Can you have opposite sex friends when you're in a relationship?
Me personally,
yeah.
Or that's the person I would have.
No, I'm asking you now. It's a direct question. I'm asking you.
Well, it boils down to like one particular statement. Like, what am I looking for in this relationship, actually?
Mm.
If I'm looking for like a long-term type of relationship, and then I don't think I want to have like opposite sex relationships, because I believe it will adversely affect the relationship. But if it's short-term, like, okay, I just want to see where this goes, then I don't think it's sensible to be too invested in it, like cut off all my friends or give her like my 100%, because it's like short term and we're just seeing where it goes. So if it's a kind of long term P, I want to dedicate my time and everything to her, like all my resources, my time, every minute I'm free, I would like to be with her, spend with her, and I want the same thing from her. So if I have like many other female friends and stuff like that, I feel I'll be sharing my time with them and I don't think she'll like it. So,
But let me say something. That depends on your partner. Like, now, I mean, because you are saying now, you know, you will cut them off. I don't understand. You're my best friend. Are you going to cut me off? You're going to cut me off when you're in a relationship. So basically, you're literally contradicting yourself if you're not going to cut me off.
No, I'm not contradicting myself, because I don't see myself going into any relationship, like serious relationship, anytime soon. So I'm not going to cut you off. And if I'm with someone, I'll explain to the person that, see, I could let go of every other person, but my best friend, we've been together for like almost 4 years. Like,
but what if this particular girl, yeah, she's like, I have a problem with Simi. Why she trying to be all up in your business? Why she, you know how girls are, yeah? You know I'm a girl, yeah. So I will speak from that perspective, yeah? A little bit selfish.
Yeah, I get.
What, selfish, and girls can be very bitchy. Do you understand? Like now, you have a girl, obviously, I miss that I have to stop hanging out with you, like stop texting you every time and all of that stuff, bar.
Yeah.
But then what if I decide to be bitchy? What if I decide to be bitchy when you and your babe are talking? That's That's another thing. Some people don't really know their boundaries, yeah.
Yeah, that's a different
They
case.
don't
Yeah.
they don't know their boundaries. Guy, when you're in a relationship with somebody, when you notice that this particular friend is in a relationship with somebody, you need to learn to accept that she's tied down already. You cannot be calling her for all of those hangouts that you're
Yeah.
going to, that come to my house and shake it, come and do this one for me. She has a man now. You have to respect that she has a man now. You have to respect that he has a girl now, and you have to just know your boundaries. Like, there are some particular conversations you guys can't be having again. Yeah, there are some particular, all of those. Let me even say something. Let me say something back. Some people, when I was asking people that, could you have like male friends when you're like close male friends when you're in a relationship, and they're like, no, because they can't let their girl have male friends, like close male friends when they're in a relationship, because she's gonna be fucking them niggas. And I'm like, if I feel like it depends on the particular person, yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on the particular person, because I mean, if you know the type of friendship and that you have with that guy, and you know that, okay, you'll be fucking this guy before you even met your man, then it's going to be a problem if you don't cut him off. Because anytime he says, let's come and see, even if you don't want to do anything, guy, you put alone together, things are gonna happen. Tables are gonna
Obviously.
break. Do you understand? And it's not like
Obviously.
something that you, because I'm speaking from this perspective, because I've been in this same position before. It's not like you
Which
impress.
which position? Which position?
I've been in the position where I was in the relationship, and then my best friend as at that time, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like me and him, I was single at that time, and
Wait, too,
then
for the record, it's not me. It's not me she's talking about.
it's definitely not you, but then
What?
I was because of that bond that I had with my best friend when I was still single and I was in a relationship. So when I meet up with my best friend, like, we would do shit together. And
Yeah.
I obviously would not tell my man that this is what happened, because obviously I was regretting it and I didn't want it to happen again. But continuously, yeah,
Yeah.
it kept on happening because I didn't cut him off. I didn't cut him off completely. Like, I wasn't going to cut him off. Like, I'm not going to talk to him again, ba.
Yeah.
But then I needed to understand. I did not create boundaries. Yeah, let me just put
Yeah,
it like
like ground
that.
rules.
Yeah, I did not like create that thin line that, you have a man now. You have to stop seeing this guy, because anytime you see this guy, like, things just used to happen, and you fuck up, and then you start regretting it, basically.
Yeah.
So that's why I agree that most guys, like most people, will just be like, see, I'm not in support of you having a female friend. I'm not in support of you having a male friend, because things can happen. But then
Yeah,
in the
I
situation now, ba, in situation where you're not attracted to this person. Like, you're not attracted to the people, ba. You're not
Yes.
attracted to your male friends. Like, it's okay. Like, you could just sit down. This thing is about communication and understanding. Because you could just sit down with your partner and tell him that, see, babe, this is what's going on. Me and this guy, we've been friends since like primary school. We've been friends since secondary school. We've been close. This I can't just cut him off because you don't want me talking to any guy then. Like, you could just sit down and communicate. See, I don't like this guy. It's you I like. It's you I mean I'm doing this love something with. And it's you I want to spend, that's if you're going long term. It's you I want to spend the rest of my life with. And we don't really talk, like me and this guy. Like, you explain things like based on your bond, since you're not attracted to that person. So you try and explain to your partner that, see, nothing is happening. Like, if we're going to hang out, these are open places, and it's the other friends. It's not like I'm going to his house. It's not like we're meeting in one hotel. It's not like things are happening between the two of us. We're just friends. We're just tight. Do you get it?
But
And it's up to your partner, yeah. I feel like if somebody is disturbing you, that almost see, you have to end this thing with this person. You should probably like talk to your partner. If your partner is telling you like you should end, yeah, maybe your partner is probably seeing things that you're not seeing, ba. Because if he's a guy, yeah, he's probably like seeing that this guy likes you and is trying to like make advances, but you are not seeing it. You are just seeing you are friend zone this person. So you're not seeing it in that you're not seeing it in that light. And then your partner obviously that is a guy and understands all of these signs, is telling you that see, I don't just want you to be friends with. And then at the end of the day, this person just breaks up with you. And then you're asking yourself why and all of that. Because there was no communication. So basically, the main thing is communicate with your partner.
But what if
You
your
should.
partner now is just insecure? What if he's just insecure? Like, let's see now,
Exactly.
the guy you're calling is just a friend. He's like, let me just say, it's better looking than him, has more money than him. He's just like a better man than him, and he's just insecure about the person. So,
Well,
what are you now going to do? Communication can't help that because the best friend or the friend makes your man feel inferior. So, what are
yeah.
you going to do in that kind of situation?
I feel like you are that's you and your man's problem, yeah? That's you and your man's problem to fix. That's the problem he has with himself, and you have to like help him fix that see, babe. I know all of this stuff, like I can see that my friend, my best friend in any case, my best friend, let's even change it. Let's not even talk about friends now. Let's narrow it to best friends, yeah? You could just be like, I can obviously see that you feel some type of way like around my best friend and all of that stuff, and tell him like these men, but you know, let me even tell you, let me even I will say, let me tell you, men are babies. They need you guys need us to be rubbing your head sometimes and pampering
Wait, don't
you
say men are
and
babies.
telling you
Everybody's a
some sweet
baby.
stuff. Cause women are babies, obviously, but men
Yes,
are,
now
I feel like men are
everybody's
the
a,
bigger
everybody needs
babies.
to be babied. Everybody.
Yeah, okay, let me just generalize it and be like everybody needs to be baby,
Exactly.
but men, I
So,
feel like
don't call
men
men like this.
I beg, because you I feel like you need to say some words of how like words of affirmation.
Assurance.
Yeah, some assurance to your guy and be like, see, babe. Like I you know it depends. Let me now say let me say something again. It actually depends on you as a person. Like why were you in that relationship in the first place? Like why did you go into the relationship? Because I mean you've seen this your best friend now and you did not go for him. So I mean you're with this person, so you have to keep telling him, babe, see, I love you. I understand that obviously you feel some type of way, you feel insecure that you don't have money, you cannot buy me gifts as much as my best friend buys me stuff, like when we go out, when we hang out, or when he's out, he'd be like, I bought you this stuff, I bought you that stuff, but it's all going to be all right. I just need you to understand and trust me that I got this. And I'm with you, not my best friend. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me bust your head, ba. Let me bust your head. Why, like sometimes, like you just have to. Some guys, like we just all have to be understanding. Yeah, because now let me give you something that's up with me. Yeah, so my guy, yeah, it was my best friend that you know, like introduced us together. So. You cannot now tell me that he's not going to be comfortable with me and my best friend.
It's possible because let's say now, your guy now, two of us are friends. He
I'm
knows,
just telling you, I'm telling you that he's comfortable.
but
He's
he's
really
still.
comfortable
The
because
funny thing
he's
is,
his friend, like he's
inside,
my
he knows
best.
his friend. he knows his friend inside. So like, let's say now me and my friend, we know what we talk about. We know how, like, maybe before I introduce him to you, you know how I was like, okay, this is my best friend now. I feel like me and her, we had a link up that time. Me and her, we made out and stuff like that. He has heard this gist before. So if he now steps into the situation, if he now steps into a relationship with you, he already knows that you and him have already done things before, and he knows like what has been happening. So he will still feel insecure about you and him,
Then
even though two of them are
that's his
guys.
problem. That's his
If
problem
he's
to
planning to be
solve.
like long term with you,
Of
he'll feel
course,
insecure.
see, I mean, that's his problem. He's the one that asked me out. Yeah, he knew all of these things. He knew all of these things that I've done with my best friend, and he still asked me out.
But the thing is, the heart is not like the heart is fragile, how I put it. Like when
Omo, the heart is fragile, but
feeling.
you knew what you were getting yourself into. So don't come and start acting up when you're in the relationship and start telling me, oh, you have to end this thing with your best friend. Oh, I'm not comfortable with your best friend.
But
Oh, I'm not this, I'm
you're
not
saying
that.
like feelings are like, okay, I want to catch feelings for this person. No, it just comes. You can just be out to someone and then you'd be like, ah, shit, I actually really like this person. Okay, let me try my luck and ask her out. When you ask her out, you now think of all the things you should have told her or something like that, and now try to set ground rules for the relationship. And obviously, both of you have to like be understanding about it and tell each other that okay,
That's what I'm
it's you I
saying.
like and stuff, all these
It
things.
comes down to the place of understanding. Like, if you don't understand your partner, almost she is going to you. There's no your relationship cannot even last if there's no understanding, if there's no trust. Like, do you even trust this person? Because I feel there's not going to be a problem if you trust this person. If you know your girl and be like, my girl says she's hanging. Because I mean, some guys be so confident of their babes, yeah.
Do you know what gives them confidence? They have to see before you enter a relationship. That's why I keep telling people that. See, before you enter a relationship, first thing you have to ask yourself is, are you confident in yourself that you got this babe? Like she doesn't like you for any other thing, but you got her yourself. Let me see. Some people now texting you, they can give their friend, help me text this babe. And then they'll text the babe and the babe likes them already.
I know
Now,
someone
you see, that's what I'm saying. So you have to ask yourself, are you confident that you got this babe? So when you get into a relationship like that, maybe you have the body, you have the money, you have the face, you're confident enough that okay, yeah, this is my babe. Nobody can collect that from me. Some guys be like, ah, I like your babe. Go down, go what down. Message him. If you answer, you good. If you don't answer, you come out. I said, now my babe, no worry, I did unlock. I get down. But some people are not confident enough because they know that the way they got this babe is probably they overspent on her. Or something like that, just one weird way that is not normal. So they know that if they see her talking to a guy, Jesus, this girl wants to see my baby. He won't see my baby. So they can't get that trust because the way they
My
got the girl is
God.
suspicious. So that's why I'm saying that in everything, Sha, you have to ask yourself, am I ready? Should I be there go? And then in the end, you have to still ask your partner that, see. I want to do so. This is my best friend. Or before you enter a relationship, I'll be your best friend.
Yeah,
And
there has to be that intro. Like, obviously, when you're entering a relationship, like, I'll ask you, like, do you have a female best friend? Oh, you guys talk every time. Like, do you guys like hang out? Do you guys I mean, a guy, I hope you know that right now I'm your best friend and your babe. I'm wifey and best friend.
that's if it's long term now.
I mean, stop saying that if it's long term. Like, we don't even know. Like, these days, you don't even know the relationship that's long term. You don't even know the one that's short term.
These days,
Do you
first of all,
understand?
we all start with short term. Once you enter a relationship for short term, you now be like, okay, I actually like this babe too. Want to wife her. I don't think anybody goes into, okay, maybe I'll accept all these like people that believe in God, you tell them their wife that will go into their relationship with, yes, this is my wife, I found my wife. But many people now go into, yeah, let me just see how it goes with this girl. Then from there, they'll now be like, okay, I think I want to invest fully now in this relationship because I like where it's going. So that's what I mean by that is if it's long term, because people really enter a relationship now for a long term. Like, let's talk about kids. You have three kids. I'm like, yo, calm down, too fast,
I
too
mean,
fast.
that's talking about marriage, yo. We have to. It's relationship we're talking about. Let's just draw the line.
Yes, now relationship, people in relationship already talk about, okay, I'm in this relationship because I want to get married to you. They're in a
Yeah.
relationship with already a mindset. So if you want to get married to her, from the relationship, you already know, like, they'll be talking about, like, okay, I want to have 3 kids. You get what I'm like, I want to have 4. You guys can argue about it and be like, okay, we decide on 3. So all those kind of things, like, before you get to those kind of topics, you should already be
It's so
like
funny.
serious.
It's so funny how even people that have short-term relationships talk about this kid stuff.
They're
I
not feeling
swear.
fine. They're not feeling fine. What's my
What? They
business,
are not
dear
feeling
kids?
fine. Please, I've been on that table before. Please, please.
How did you feel after
Off
the
your
relationship
bike.
ended?
I beg. Omo, it ended, Nani. I beg. So basically, yeah, I feel like you just need to respect your partner. Whatever it is that you cannot do, when you cannot tell your partner, don't go and do it with a guy. Don't go and do your so-called best friend that you are fucking around. What is that? And you're dating, you're in a relationship. Even if I was on that table one time like this,
Well,
even if I was on that table, but I've left that table and I've changed for the better, please.
amen. Amen.
Please, nobody should come at me and bring up my past. I'm a changed person.
See me, please. If anybody messages you after this to tell you about my past, tell them it's a lie. I'm a changed man too.
I beg, Arizzi, I beg, whatever. So yeah, basically, you guys, respect is key. You need to re as far as you res I feel like as far as you respect this person that you're in a relationship with, you will not do shit. Even if the country is holding you, even if country is holding you and you want to go and fuck the best friend, because probably your man, because probably your man is like not in the country. I mean, that's another angle though.
Your man is not in the
See,
country.
your man is not in the country. Your man is probably like in another state, or is not where you are right now. And then the best friend is staying like very close to you.
See me, that's a whole different discussion. All this long distance is a whole different discussion from this best friend P because long distance is to stress people. Long
See,
distance is
let's not
stress.
even let's still like stay on the lane bar.
Yeah.
Let's not deviate. Let's not go into long distance, because that's even another topic that I want to discuss. Like maybe like in next 2 3 episodes, like we'll talk about long distance.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys, just respect your partner. If you respect someone, you won't do shit now. Like that, let's just be honest with each other. If you know that you respect this person so well, like you hold this person up like so close to your heart, you won't do anything to hurt the person. Even if you know this is what I was saying that time that I was doing shit with my best friend, but
Yeah.
I was like, nobody's gonna know, fam.
But nobody knew, no.
No, but yeah, nobody knew. And if you like, y'all should be
Please
figuring
don't be
out the
spoiling
best
my
friend that.
angle. Don't be spoiling my angle. I use this.
Don't if you like be figuring the person. You nobody even knew that we're best friends. So nobody even knew that we're best friends. So you should try and figure out the person go call me. Nobody should have come to my DM and say trash.
But to me, I think you're spoiling people's peace because some people use this angle, this certain angle of nobody will find.
Of what?
That's a lot of people's angle.
I beg. And then you know something also about this whole best friend thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is like now, ba. Let me how I put it. Like you know, like there's sometimes I come and meet you, like stuff are up in my relationship, ba.
Yeah.
Because most people, their male friends are their emotional supports. Yeah, like something's up with me and my guy. Obviously, come and meet me and be like, Irene, they see this thing that is up. And obviously, you give me advice from a male
Perspective.
angle, a male perspective. And that's exactly what I need. You just be like, see, he's a man. You just be like, he's a man. I know him. Like, he's going to come back and talk to you and do this one and do that one. And all of that, but then don't be too emotionally reliant on your so-called best friend. Anything that happens in your relationship, you come and cry. My best friend, this one, this one, this one, that one, that one, that one, this one, that one. Or more, the best friend might start having feelings. Like we've had so many instances where best friend at the end of the day, because the guy the boyfriend wasn't treating the babe right. The best friend now starts taking advantage of her emotions.
Yeah, I know women are emotional. And then,
exactly. And then, but you know, like, you know that she likes this guy, and then you now start taking, you know, advantage of that. It's really not nice. You guys that do that, you need to stop a lot. You need to stop. You need to stop that. That's why a lot of people get friend zoned, actually. Because, I mean, some girls just want to talk to you guys and tell you guys stuff and vibe with you guys normally. And then you start catching feelings. And you know, I'm in a relationship. Why are you catching feelings, bruv? Why?
See,
why are you doing
that? I've explained this
thing
to you.
Why are you
hurting
yourself?
To you.
What did you say?
I've explained this thing to you. Feeling is not something you feeling is not something you control. It just happens. Like, someone can just like you. But it's left to the person now to decide on his own that, see, this baby.
Is that how it is, you guys?
This baby is done. She's with someone. She has told you she's.
Just like you? Is that this to like somebody? Yes, you just like me?
Yes, no, that's how people like. That's how people like. I've not been in that situation.
Oh, I don't know about this one. I don't know about this liking.
Wait,
just like
you that is talking. How do you start liking your man? This is not. It just happened. You didn't put conscious effort. Okay, I must like this guy. It just happened. It's organic.
Who told you just happened? Because I don't know. Who told you just happened?
It just happened.
I beg you, please don't come and shift from our topic to my man. Biko.
Okay.
So you guys, basically, I need to hear you guys' opinion about this stuff because this is really controversial. I'm sure a lot of people will say no at the end of the day.
Everybody will say
they can't. They can't have their man. They would not come and use my own instance of where I gave, where, you know, I was doing shit with my best friend. But please, that's a past. I just use that as an example. Nobody should ever come and use it against me because I'll come for
you. I will use it.
And
bite
I will
me.
Block
I will use it.
If you do Olori Buruku, I'll block you.
I will use another number and text you.
That was I beg. So you guys, we've literally come to the end of today's podcast. I really want to hear everybody's opinion about this. Would you allow your partner to have female / male best friends? Yeah. So bye guys. Arize, thank you so much for coming to like share your opinion, even though some of them I was countering them, sharp, but that's your opinion and it's your respected because I'm sure some people will agree with you on some stuff that you've said.
Everybody will agree with me.
Everybody will agree
with yes.
You. So bye-bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to us. But remember, guys, positive vibes only. Love you guys. Till the next episode.
All right. Bye.